let's just be present. Just be present. Don't even try to do anything, just be present. And conceive your highest aspiration, whatever it be. Whatever is each one's highest aspiration. Could be an ideal, a longing. Highest that we can conceive of. And give it the shape of a flame in the heart. The highest longing and aspiration. And the image of the flame. This is a living flame carrying our aspiration to the seat of fulfillment. And the seat of fulfillment is whatever name you want to give it. To me, it is Mother. Because Mother means the womb of everything. She is a formative power. Don't need complicated mantras, wonderful though they are. A mother understands even the cry of a child. She understands the pain of a child. She understands the struggles of a child, even if he doesn't share with her. There is a little three line in Savitri. Even as a mother shares her children's lives, she puts forth a small portion of herself, a being no bigger than the thumb of man, in the heart to forget the bliss and face the pang. So this little flame, now image the mother in whatever way you want to. To me, this is the whole universe and beyond the universe, vaster than the vastest, beyond human conceptions, because lovelier than the loveliest, more beautiful than the beautifulest, an absolute wisdom, an absolute power. Love that leans into the depths, into the abyss. Love that is at work in the stones. Love that is at work in plants, turning them towards the light. Love that is at work in the beast and man. She is. And that love is right behind this flame, helping it to rise, holding it as a mother holds the child in her lap. She is the mother, the initiator of the journey. Even before the journey was initiated, she was behind, hidden. We didn't see her. As a child in the womb knows not the mother. But the mother is still there, feeding us with her own blood. And when he comes out, he recognizes her. This is the only difference. The difference between initiation and not being initiated is merely a fact of recognition. Recognition of what was always there, already there. Recognition makes it beautiful. So she is the mother holding us as a mother holds the child. And now the flame is not alone, but being carried by the mother up and up and up and higher and higher. Let our consciousness spread wide into the vastnesses of skies beyond skies and earths beyond earths and universes. The vastness which goes beyond space and time. And stay there for a while, drinking from the deepest source of love, drinking light and bliss, drinking peace. And as we come back, she comes with us, never does she leave us, she comes with us back to our hearts. And her love spreads into the mind, building beautiful thoughts. Her love enters the speech, filling our speech with strains of truth. Her love melts into our hearts, filling it with sweetness and delight. Her love invigorates our life, frees it from all fatigue. Her love enters the body and every cell, turning this body into a temple and abode, turning this body into a vessel and a jar, turning this body into her instrument for her purposes. And we shall close with this poem of Sri Aurobindo, which describes this process. The golden light. Thy golden light came down into my mind. Thy golden light came down into my brain. The grey rooms of my mind sun-touched became a bright reply to wisdom's occult plane. A calm illumination and a flame. Thy golden light came down into my throat, and all my speech is now a song divine, a pain song of thee, my single note. My words are drunk with the immortal's wine. Thy golden light came down into my heart, smiting my life with thy eternity. And now has it grown a temple where only thou art, and all my passions point towards only thee. Thy golden light came down into my feet. My earth is now thy playfield and thy seat. Ma, 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 Om Anandamayi, Chaitanyamayi, Satyamayi, Parame, Ma, Chema.